Hey, this is DJ Chuang for the Dot Bible Registry, and today I'm joined with Stephen Garofalo of Reason for Truth, an apologetic ministry there in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to our podcast.
Hey, thanks, DJ. Thanks for having me. What a great to finally see you in person.
Well, likewise. Please tell our listeners about the Reason for Truth.
Yeah, Reason for Truth actually started off as the National Apologetics Training Center. I started that in 2007. People asked me, why did you start that? I said, well, in 2007, you had maybe a few choices. If you did apologetics and you want to do a ministry, you kind of only had a few organizations anyways out there that were really doing it. But after a number of years, what we found is that if you go to a church and you say the National Apologetics Training Center, they're like, now what? So Reason for Truth really.org clarifies better, our mission. And then we have National Apologetics Training Center that fits underneath that as more of a formal training arm.
Well, maybe we should take a moment to explain what is apologetics.
Yeah, apologetics is simply the discipline. It's a tool in the toolbox, but it's a discipline of being able to defend, and I like to think advance your faith. A lot of times apologetics, people in apologetics always talk about defense, and that's a big part of it. But if you don't add the offense, to some degree, you're really not moving the ball downfield, and that is the Great Commission purpose. And so, you look at the Apostle Paul, he constantly reasoned. I mean, you go look how many times the Bible says Paul reasoned. I mean, over and over and over, he reasoned from the scriptures. In 1 Peter 3:15 is the famous apologetics verse, be ready to give an answer, but with gentleness, truth, gentleness and really with truth and gentleness. So you want, and meekness. So you want to be able to speak the truth, but also speak it with a gentleness to people. Or people, you can win the argument, but you can lose the heart. So I think that's a mature phase of apologetics. It's discipline coupled with evangelism, I think, is essential for today.
Well, I really appreciate you bringing that, because Jesus came in truth and grace.
Absolutely.
Having the right mix of that is very important. So why did you choose to invest in a domain like apologetics.bible?
Well, a couple reasons. I think that it's a fabulous idea. I think it's the future. I think it gives us the opportunity to create kind of a universe within the universe of the web. I see a lot of future with, I see some future with .Bible for sure. Let me start here. Let's say you're in Saudi Arabia and you catch wind of .Bible. Well, you know pretty much what you're going to get at .Bible. It's not the general store. It's, the automotive store if you want to get a new, radiator cap or something. But it's a simple analogy. But I think that's an important analogy. Secondly, it's for us, it gives me the opportunity to bring in, I think, some best-in-class apologetics ministries that complement each other. So they don't necessarily conflict with each other, but they complement each other. And that's a time-consuming thing, but it's also something we are currently developing.
Well, very good. How has the .Bible domain helped you in terms of your organization's efforts and outreach?
We just did the national conference on Christian apologetics in Charlotte. It really has, it's helped us gain greater exposure, and it's helped us really build relationships with other organizations. Certainly the American Bible Society as a starting point, but also, we're speaking with a number, we're partnered with Southern Evangelical Seminary, which is certainly a top tier apologetic school in really the world, as well as starting to graft in Ratio Christi, which is the largest apologetics college group in the world. So, we're little by little, we're building that up.
And what kind of response have you heard from people as they see apologetics.bible?
Yeah, very positive, very positive. I think very positive from the sense of being a place of resource, from a number of, just not, you have the resource from the sense of having access to a complementary group of organizations. Let's say you want to learn about apologetics, but gee whiz, my grandson or my son or my daughter or me personally are off in college. Well, gee whiz, from an organizational perspective, I can go to, I can learn from Reason for Truth and apologetics.bible, but I can, here's all about a, if I'm going to school, here's a club that does apologetics. That's kind of neat if you want that option. Or I'm thinking about seminary. It brings exposure to SES, Southern Evangelical Seminary as well. But a big part of what we do in there is we have resources like our podcasts, which is now we're every year it's increased by 1,000, 1,500 downloads per month. And we're up to almost 5,000 downloads every 30 days, which is pretty big. And so we have, you have access to, I think, close to 300 audio and video files. It's all free training. There's nothing to it. You can be pretty much in Poland. You can be in Russia. You can be in the Middle East and still download our podcast. But some of the stuff is more very formal training. And some of it's just more discussion oriented. And we found that we have a nice balance of that on the podcast.
Wonderful. Let's take a minute and explore. How do you think .bible domains will shape the future of the internet? You alluded to how it's a universe within a universe.
Yeah, I think that, you know, nobody knows 100%, but I think it's pretty confident that the .bible is going to be a major player. And I think that, you know, Dinesh D'Souza said, I think it was What's So Great About Christianity, said, you know, one of the possible things that we're going to see in the future, and this is before 8 years ago, so to give you an idea, we seem to be divided as a nation. He seemed to think that it's possible that at some point the world will become more like little mini New Yorks, which is, you know, it's diverse, but you have populations within populations. In other words, you know, Christians will want to go to and learn something about something in Christianity. They're going to go to Christianity.bible. Whereas if they wanted something on Wall Street, they might go to .Wall Street or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that how that's going to change the whole way the internet is, I think we stand a very strong possibility you're going to see segmented markets, and .Bible is going to be a major player. So if you want something apologetics, it can be trusted, surely, through the American Bible Society. That goes without saying. So I see that as a very, you know, does the .com ever going to go away? No. I don't think so, but I think you're going to see a big segment of the population move towards one universe that all of a sudden limits, you know, you're not looking at 5 billion things, and you're certainly not looking at super crazy stuff on there, but you now have a reputable source and a smaller pool that you're free to move within.
Well, very good. Do you have a little sneak preview you can share with us about future plans you might have around these domains?
We're talking with a number of people now, and a lot of it's, to be honest with you, you could probably appreciate this, is just getting their content and getting them to sit down to come together as a full vision. What do I see? I see, you know, the millennials, for example, the future, they're very team-oriented. So to bring together different groups into this .Bible world is the future, because people want shared access to resources. My big thing is finding the right partners. I could easily go out and get 50 partners easily in a week, and everyone would love to just ride on that. That's not really the focus. The focus is just like the .Bible, right? You come in and have an accented group of partners who all then promote one another in different realms. You know, those are the types of partners we're speaking with right now. But I think what would be nice is I can see the future when you could just go to apologetics.bible, and man, I don't care if you're 10 years old, you're 110 years old, or you're in the middle there, you're going to find something to either train you or take you to the next level, either train you on a lay level or a professional level. You're going to find it all right there.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for sharing with us about everything that's happening there at apologetics.bible. You have a closing word to share with our audience.
Yeah, thanks, DJ. I would say that, you know, I think I would encourage everybody to look at getting a .Bible domain. I would say that also support what American Bible Society is doing, and it is a future. So if you're future oriented, you know, and you want to look to really how to reach people for Christ in the future, I think you'd be wise to invest in a .Bible domain. And the last thing I would say is everybody should go to apologetics.bible and check it out, and check out our podcast, Reason for Truth. And that's going to take you to the Reason for Truth site. There's some mirroring things there, but there's also very different mission between the apologetics.bible, which is more community oriented than Reason for Truth. It's just much more mission oriented from that perspective.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Stephen Garofalo from apologetics.bible.
God bless you, DJ.